Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Whenever I use any of the AI clip tools,
it
zooms in on this face, not my real face. It auto crops this as my face.
That little portrait?
So then anytime like it's anyone talking or something and I'm trying to use these clips, I'm like, motherfucker. And then I have to go in and manually edit my clip to like recut my own face. And I'm like, what a fucking pain in the... This is worse.
You know,
this
is worse. It's because that photo is so realistic to you.
Yeah,
that
it doesn't choose, know.
It's so much better looking than you that it chooses that photo over your real face. Anyways, welcome to Unhinged this week. No Andrew, so we go Unhinged. If one of the boys can't make it straight Unhinged...
Yeah. Lines are open. Hey, you got theories you want us to touch on? You got a call, you got a story or something? Hey, call the line. You guys know the WhatsApp number. I don't know it off by heart, but it's there somewhere.
1-236-970-8505. I got it finally after a month.
And add it on WhatsApp. Don't call it on your phone. Don't pay anything to Big Phone.
Well, you know what? I guess tons of people have nationwide or international or North America calling. Dan just called test call, so
It
doesn't matter too much, but WhatsApp's easier.
All right, so you guys, when's the last time you guys were at Home Depot?
Weekly?
Yeah.
Months.
Fucking weekly.
So Home Depot, legit, first off, sucks.
The worst lumber on the entire planet.
There's a time warp. It's like a fucking edge of a black hole. When you step through the threshold and you step up, it's like bloop. An hour's gone by, no matter what. You're like, I came in for screws. I got tuck tape at the front. How's it been an hour? I don't understand how this happened. But I will give it to them. Like the last couple of years, they started with that fucking like 12-foot skeleton a couple of years back that went viral.
Oh, for Halloween? Right?
For Halloween.
Sure.
Now they got, Home Depot has a fucking spread of some like high quality, like pretty big spooky things. Like, you know, they'll have a big goblin or like the fucking it, like a giant it clown that you get near, right? That kind of shit. Last year, took Roman when he was one. He fucking loved it. He thought he was laughing, giggling at, they would jump at him and he's like, ha 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 ha. This year we took him to Home Depot yesterday. Dude, just a nice dose of childhood trauma for him.
Nice.
We start walking up to the aisles and I'm like, look, Roman, look at all the Halloween stuff. He's immediately like, no, no, no. He's fucking shrieking, both hands going, no. I was like, dude, you're not getting fed. You're not getting fed to these things. It's all fake. So then he was so scared. Anytime you'd go down the aisle, he'd look down the aisle. He'd be like, like in case you were walking him down like to the Halloween displays. I'm like, dude, it's all good. I won't take you back there.
Good. Now you can persuade him by threatening to take him to Home Depot. We're going to go to Home Depot if you don't eat your vegetables.
It traumatized him so bad that when we went to Walmart after, we're just walking through regular aisles and we come out the other side and there's like clothes racks and he's like, no!
Oh, any big store
no!
now?
Like he's just worried that even the clothes are people. And I'm like, dude, he's like shaking uncontrollably. I'm like, dude, you're going to be okay. And I'm like, I have a feeling this Halloween is going to go terribly for me.
Halloween rules, dude, for little kids. It's the greatest holiday.
Spooky season.
But yeah, so fresh dose of childhood trauma for him.
So that's many years to come.
Speaking of spooky stuff, so apparently this Halloween, there was a planned auction for, because we mentioned about talking about the Warrens, the Conjuring fame, the famous married couple.
Yeah, you're talking about saving the house?
Paranormal visit. Yeah, you're talking about, well, they were going to auction off the house after, like, I guess the previous owner had defected on their mortgage.
Foreclosed on the Conjuring house. Come on.
Yeah. So
you know, times are tough,
but they were
even haunted houses are getting fucking foreclosed on, and Matt Rife is picking them up.
Fucking Rife, dude.
Well, this is the other house, right? This is like the original house, right?
Yeah.
Cause Rife has the other, I think he's bought one of the other houses.
Didn't he buy the museum or something?
He bought the museum house with all the antiquities in it.
Right. So apparently this is the 8.5 acre Harrisville property, which is the original one that, the Perron family, you know, kind of came in, and the Warrens came in and had all kinds of paranormal experiences and stuff like this. But, apparently it was supposed to be auctioned off, by JJ Manning Auctioneers this Halloween. It was going to
on Halloween.
On Halloween.
Buddy. Oh, they are fucking the bank. Cause that's hilarious, because the bank has like foreclosed on these people. And they're like, you know, when I'll get the biggest buck for this? Fucking Hallow's Eve, baby. Those greasy fucking slime balls.
So, nothing gets past them, dude.
So they were planning to auction it off at Halloween, but apparently the Needham Bank, who owns the property mortgage, concluded a sale for the underlying mortgage loan to an currently unnamed individual. Somebody has bought it, and they don't know. They haven't released the name about who it is.
If apparently. It's Matt Rife, man, I'm.
I don't think so. I'm not sure. He starts cleaning up
all the houses.
Yeah, dude. His stand-up's going so poorly that he's already trying to make his pivot to something else.
He's hedging his bets here.
He's going to be the next Zach Bagans.
Well, that was because
with better crowd work.
Yeah, I was reading the article about this, and like about the property itself, and I was like, it's wild that that house was originally purchased by, was it Corey and Jennifer Heinzen, who bought the house in 2019 for $439,000.
Good fucking
which
deal.
Which is like, well, that's a good fucking deal. Yeah, that's a good fucking deal.
How many, what's the layout, Dan? How many beds?
What's the size of this house?
What's the square footage?
Oh, right? You know what? I didn't look at all that. It looks pretty nice. I saw the interior.
Can we look it up on Zillow or what's that?
I think you can, like property.com or something. Like you can pull it up.
I've got a House Sigma account. I wonder if I can look it up.
I think the,
oh, it's only for Canada.
Yeah, I got the link. The link that I put up has some interior of the house. This house is actually really nice. If it wasn't super spooky haunted, like, you'd probably be like, hey, this is pretty fucking sweet.
Oh, buddy, listen, times are tough, man. You can't fucking pass up a deal like that. Are you kidding me?
Well,
are you telling me right now, if I was in the market and a fucking 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, like split level house showed up on the market and they were like, all right, this house is priced, you know, $450,000, you're like, well, that's way under. What's the catch? They're like, tons of murders happened in this.
The last six
previous owners murdered.
Met their untimely demise.
Right? Native American burial ground right here.
Yeah. See those little bone hands? Those aren't Halloween decorations. Yeah. Those are staples.
This house is not clean.
I'd still buy it. I'd be like, well, you can't. You have to, right? You have to.
So, yeah, well, so the when they originally bought the house, the idea was they turned it into basically like a B&B. People could rent rooms and stay there if they wanted to. You know, you could. I think they had it. They rented it out for events and things like that. And then they sold it to another person who I guess they until 2022, they sold it to Jacqueline Nunez, who purchased the property for $1.5 million. So,
what a turn, man.
What a fucking buddy. That's real estate, baby.
So, and apparently the house was still haunted because in 2023, it was reported that a worker at the house by the name of Brian Dansarow was fired by Nunez, who was still continuing the business of like renting out the house, entertaining, stuff like that. She claimed the spirit of the 1800s owner of the house had told her that he had been stealing from the business. So he was fired on those grounds.
Hold on. Ghosts can pull money, physical money, into the ghost realm?
No. The ghost was telling her that the worker was stealing money.
Oh, fucking snitch, ghost. Mind your own business.
And I guess there was a series of accusations that followed, and then like there's a bunch of the staff kind of came out and started talking about, reporting about mistreatment from Nunez. And then, I guess there was criticism from also the paranormal fans who were coming through the house. I guess in 2024, the, Burrillville Town Council, that is where the house is located, I guess opted not to renew Nunez's, entertainment license. And then I guess she had strained relationships with like the neighbors, I guess the former employees and even the police department. And so by the summer of this year, I guess Nunez defaulted on the mortgage, and then which prompted it to put it up for auction. So,
well, all right, theorists, we're all going to buy it together.
Oh,
well, it's already bought. We have to find out who bought it and buy it from them.
Well, it's probably the remaining. Well,
when they get murdered,
mm-hmm.
we'll buy it for cheap.
Sure.
But I mean, you would think if the bank was planning an auction, so they're probably starting the auction at what's left over of like the leftover amount owing on the mortgage, right? So they're hoping that they're doing it on Halloween because they know the history of the house and they're like, okay, well, hopefully it'll gain some speculation. So someone would have to come in with a fucking offer, I would say big enough that they're like, oh, fuck the auction. We got to take this, right? Like, we're not going to, we don't get this?
They probably called Rife and we're like, just what do you like, got? You want this? You want to pick this up?
I mean, that would be a fucking, honestly, a really fun business venture. As long as you didn't have to fucking go with there, you'd be like, yeah, I just rent out the Airbnb. I have property manager. I don't deal with any of the haunted bullshit. I just collect the money at the end of the day.
Certified haunted.
Like, I'm just exploiting the spirits.
I feel like it's like it's these kinds of properties or. Getting into the haunted house speculation racket must be wild. Cause it's like, do you go and get like certified haunted? Like, do you, you know, when you buy one of these houses and you're like, hey, you know, you're gonna, the draw is to come to have people come in, right?
You get a home inspection.
Haunted. Yeah. That's
just
saying.
For ghosts.
Yeah.
You got calling fucking Ghost Adventures to come. You're like, before one of the conditions of sales, is Zach Bagans needs to run out of this place.
Right. Zach Bagans needs to get possessed in this house so we can go ahead and say that it's super haunted. I wonder honestly, what that's like.
Honestly, it's probably just like wear and tear. Like some of these old places, like especially that with the history. I mean, garbage. It's just rough in there anyways. You go in there.
Pipes are old.
Dude, most houses that you go to buy that haven't been renovated in 20 years,
haunted.
Well, haunted, number one. Falling apart, number two.
Yeah.
The floor is also, they probably put some cheap laminate in there. The floor is swollen. The drywall's all cracked. You probably got mold by the windows. That's garbage, dude.
You guys walk into the house and there's like the furniture's floating all over the place and Zell's like, oh, that's just mold.
It's fine. That wouldn't bother me one bit.
This is mold. Yeah, it's just cracked.
I'm going to get my moisture meter out. Yeah. I'm going to go check all the windows, make sure it's not leaking. Yeah.
There's the haunted part doesn't bother me one bit. Zell's like, that's
you're like
mold.
These guys didn't pipes. PL the hardwood. They didn't PL the hardwood down. That's why it's creaking.
It's like there's like a demonic ghost like hanging up in the ceiling. And Zell's like, it's just, it's old.
I'm bringing out the laser in there. I'm going to check all the floors.
Water damage. It's like the black pool of water. Look at this water.
Don't worry about that.
Wait,
it's like spilling out leaving blood on the walls.
Well, obviously, the roof needs to be
just old pipes.
Okay, if you guys remember, honestly, probably 10 years ago, we talked about Lieutenant William Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And that name may or may not ring a bell. He's a crazy motherfucker we talked about one day that shot his .44 pistol out of the fucking airplane.
At the plane.
At a UFO.
Yeah.
Right.
You remember that.
Right,
certified
right, right.
G.
Certified G. Bonafide stud. So for whatever reason, a couple days ago, I was just looking at that case. And I was like, I wonder if I can find it. Because it appeared in this old the encyclopedia of UFO book I had, where there's legitimate bullshit in that book.
No,
including there is. Well, they said there's the fucking mayor of Port McNeil, which is a town not far from me, had UFO landing pads in the 70s. And I've gone to Port McNeil. I have tons of friends in Port McNeil. I've called Port McNeil City Hall. No one knows about these fucking
landing pads.
And I've even sent the picture from the book, and they were like, no idea. That's weird.
I always thought there was a town in Alberta that had landing pads too.
There is, yes. But it says specifically in that book, Port McNeil, BC.
Okay.
And then it talks about it. So it's right away, you're like, okay, there's some bullshit. So then I was kind of curious. I was like, I want to look up this fucking case. So I dusted off the book, found the guy's name, Lieutenant William Patterson. And I was like, I wonder if that's a real case. And so I kind of dug into it a little bit. And as much as it's hilarious that a guy in a fighter pilot would choose to shoot a pistol out of his window, because that's what the little blurb, eight sentences says. Guy, he gets scared.
Gun, yeah.
Reaches for his fucking 44, and he shoots out the window
and the door.
Dude, it's even crazier. It's even crazier than I thought. So this guy, July 1952, over the Gulf of Mexico, near a U.S. Air Force base, and it's possibly Hamilton Air Force Base, but there's actually still a lot of classified, the times, the exact date are still classified. For whatever reason. So you don't have specifics on this, but there's been enough release that, we know this happened during the 1952 UFO wave. This is in the late evening. Ground radar detects an unidentified flying object hovering at 6,000 feet, appearing as a solid blip. It's not a weather anomaly. So they're like, all right, well, Let's get
Patterson up there.
Yeah, let's get Patterson up there. So they sent up Patterson. They scramble to intercept in an F-86 Sabre jet armed with 20mm cannons. And he just happened. He happened to be carrying a personal 44 Magnum revolver, which I guess was kind of standard practice in case you fell, if you got shot down in enemy lines or for survival. So a lot of pilots back then would just carry a pistol on them. In case of that kind of thing. It was just standard practice.
Sure.
So he jumps in the jet, climbs to 6,000 feet. He approaches within 1,000 yards of the object. And he then says, he's radioing back. He says, this is a metallic saucer-shaped object. It's about 50 feet in diameter. And it's round and flat like a donut without a hole. And round and flat like a donut without a hole is his quote that was released. The object hovers silently with no visible wings or exhaust. It's just sitting there. So Patterson starts trying to lock onto it with the 20mm cannons. But every time he lines it up as he's making a pass to line it up in the crosshairs, it just fucking jumps up, jumps sideways, and just evades the targeting. So he gets scared. He's kind of he's hesitating now because he's like, well, this is actively evading me. I don't know what it is. So he states, he goes, I'm also starting to now concern myself with rules of engagement, because the rules are, it's like they have to 100% determine that this thing's hostile before firing upon it. But now it's even making evasive maneuvers before you can even line it up just to get a better look at it. So in a moment of panic, he does the famous, pulls out his 44, and he shoots it out of the window. However, before, we had thought that there was maybe a side port or something. This Saber, I looked into this. The Saber does not have anywhere where you can shoot out of it. This motherfucker at 6,000 feet.
Opened the canopy and was like.
Dude, he opened it and slid it open. And held it.
Okay.
And it's designed to be able to be open, partially open, in case of emergency to release smoke or something if the cabin fills. But any further than that, the wind will suck it back and either rip it off or you can't
right.
do anything. So it's only an emergency procedure if the cabin's filling with smoke. So this motherfucker opens a little and as he's going, tries to fucking no-scope it out of the fucking little thing. And this is a guy who just says, he states when he's grounded and they're questioning about what's going on. He's like, I was worried about the rules of engagement, but then he fucking fires a fucking magnum at it.
Fuck it, we ball.
Yeah, yeah. And then shoots
welcome to like Earth.
One hands off the equipment. Because one hand has to hold it.
He's steering with his knee.
Yeah. He's got it like, yeah, he's got his knees on
it. One hand is aiming this .44 at this craft, which he said as he shot, moved around. So it was not only like evading the 20 millimeter cans, but it was also evading the bullets. But
we know these UFOs are, they manipulate time. So they are ahead no matter what. They know where you're going to shoot because you've already shot. They already know.
Can't yeah, it's down. Like it's like Psycho Mantis in Metal Gear Solid.
You like Castlevania games.
Psycho Mantis, that's a throwback, dude.
Yeah, you got to plug the old, you got to fucking switch, you got to put the gun in your other hand. Yeah. That's the only way you get a shot on. dude, what? Let's talk about that for a second. Anyone play Metal Gear Solid?
Not in a long time, dude.
They just
re-released, or they did the remake of...
Had a boss that was psychic, and the boss... Right. Knew every move you would do. So anything you tried to do, he would just evade it and kill you. And the only way to beat him was to unplug your fucking controller out of port one and plug into port two.
Yep.
How the fuck, dude, no one knew how to do that. That shit spread word of mouth across the nation of being like, you got to go port two, brother. You got to go port two. He can't read you in port two.
Well, you know what happened is the fucking devs or whatever got on little sprinkle on the internet somewhere, some blog somewhere anonymously, like, hey, all you gotta do is plug into two.
I feel like there's some clues in the game that like let you like,
yeah,
you
I was playing this game
out,
at 9 years old.
Exactly.
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
clues are going right over my head.
It's 1999.
But yeah, so it's like when he logs, because I was like, did he get in trouble? And it was like, he got in a little bit of trouble for shoot, but like not really. And they were just like, yeah, it was just a weather balloon. And he was like, it wasn't a weather balloon. I shot at it. And they're like, shot at a weather balloon. He's like, no, I didn't. And it got logged in Blue Book. And it was initially classified. And the .44 Magnum shot is redacted until years later when it was unredacted that he actually shot. So I think they were just kind of trying to cover it up for him because he went on to like have a pretty solid career.
I had to redact so it because it's too fucking cool.
Guy made one mistake, all right?
Yeah, they're
almost
like...
Almost took down a plane.
They're like, what did he do? They're like, he opened the fucking cockpit at altitude, slid it back. They're like, what?
They're like, we have to redact this because there won't be any ladies left for the rest of us. Read about this.
It was wild when I got into it. I was like, I didn't realize... Because I always thought there was just like probably a small port or something that he just like whoop and slid. I didn't realize he one-handed was holding the fucking whole sliding cockpit cracked open.
The whole time I thought that story was fake.
Yeah.
It's legit.
I also thought it was
story.
After you read it the first time, because like the rest of that book, I just went, well, someone made that up. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, I thought the guy was in a single prop plane for some reason. I was just like, yeah, it was.
Because it doesn't make
now
sense.
Now he's an actual jet.
Like,
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you're like, it doesn't make sense before. I was like, none of it made sense the first time I read it. And now when I read it, I'm like, well,
just
it makes
got
sense.
Like 20
it's
times
great.
Cooler.
It's just crazy. Why was this guy?
You're
who
steering
is this?
A jet with your knees and then you get popping your candy.
Way to the danger zone.
That's what crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knee on the yoke, fucking one hand on the canopy.
He goes inverted.
One hand on the gun.
Yeah.
Why hasn't someone made that movie?
Where is it?
Yeah, why didn't Tom Cruise do that in Top Gun 2?
Oh, dude. Or sometimes like that, missed a couple times, then ejected, and then while ejecting, then shot.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now.
Battlefield in it.
Unless you're. Just about zero chance you hitting anything, shooting a bullet out of your aircraft.
Out of your jet.
Out of your jet.
It's never going to happen.
Oh, yeah, it's probably
never going to happen again.
Right? Like, because like even if you shot sideways, if you're pacing something, you're going so fast that you're like, you would have to aim.
Wait, my 60 mil cannons and my Hellfire missiles aren't working. I got one resort.
Yeah, he's like, there's too much tech.
He's like, all analog,
I gotta eyeball it. You sit there.
Use the force, Luke.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
He just throws out all his high tech equipment. He's like,
and then he missed every shot.
Revolver. Just like,
But I was just like, if you're going to just shoot at it, why not just shoot at it with the fucking 20 millimeter cannons? You know what I mean?
Couldn't lock on. So you thought you'd just manually shoot it out. Under your fucking armpit, no scope, through the canopy.
You know what it is? You're accounted, like, he's accountable for the what's fired out of that craft, but he's like, the revolver is my personal sidearm. He's like, I'm shooting this as a civilian with a Second Amendment right to fucking do it. I thought it was crazy. I can't believe it's real. I can't believe
it's real.
All these years I thought it was hilarious, but I never realized it was actually a real case.
We'll randomly pull the Randomatron back out of retirement and find some more gems.
Pull it out of the black hole that it got sucked into.
Yeah.
I don't even know what version we're on, but I could probably find it if I try.
Been a while since we had that thing out. Yeah.
The other thing I had here,
where was it?
Oh, so, is it Tim Burchett, Dan? What's that guy's name?
Yeah, Burchett. Yeah.
Did you see the thing of, he was sharing a naval officer's wild underwater UFO story where he's saying that they were seeing underwater crafts.
Okay. USOs, underwater crafts. Yep.
Fucking USOs. Basically maneuvering. Basically exactly the same as like Commander Fravor's account, except these were like naval officers and these were underwater.
I didn't see that one. Was that at one of the hearings? Or I think they had
just recently.
Yeah, I think they had one a couple weeks ago. When is this?
I think it was like October 3rd or something.
Yeah. It was like a couple weeks ago. I think. Yeah, they had another hearing with a couple of witnesses and stuff. I think
exhibited no sign of visible propulsion systems and maneuvered in waves. In ways that baffled naval sensors. And they were like even the radar guys were like, this doesn't make any sense.
Sonar guys are like,
but the crazy thing is like, it's underwater. So then I'm like, we've talked about these things about like transmediums, right? It's like, are these things just able to move?
Just move in like a pocket of just like, they just displace space.
Yeah, so that medium doesn't matter. Like air, water, space, doesn't matter.
Land? Dude, can they move under just dirt like
push
tremors?
Right through?
Maybe.
Well, like,
that'd be weirder.
What's the difference though? Like, you know what I mean? Because like you think
you need a way stronger anti-gravity generator or something to move.
I feel like
dirt.
You do that. There's more chances of like weird stuff happening if you're like a solid as opposed to like a liquid or
I guess
like
so.
Yeah, because you could move the air and you might see a little distortion, but if you move the ground, you'd see like a explosion.
Move water. It's like, it's like you can still move through the waters as opposed to moving through solid.
That's the last stage of the reveal though. They're like, you know what else we can do? They start blasting through cities.
Yeah. It's like, that'd be like the wildest thing. It's like, you could just send a, you know, photonic nuke or something to the center of a plane and just explode
it up.
Like,
get rid of it.
Boom, boom.
The other thing, it was, where was the, so also I didn't realize that there's a huge wave UFO flap going on right now, in Southern Ontario and Northern Canada, huge spike in UFO reports, witnesses describing glowing orbs, pulsating lights and objects that blink out suddenly.
Do they have UFO landing pads there?
No, well, dude, all of Canada, anywhere fucking north of the 49.
Do all Canadian fucking towns have UFO landing pads?
Any highway is a UFO landing pad, Dan. There's out in the boonies there. In Ontario, cluster sightings near Lake Erie include accounts of objects hovering over water, traversing through and out of the water, echoing the story I was just touching on, and a huge spike in a 1500% increase in Northern Canada's remote regions, UFO reporting right now.
That's China.
That's a lot of percent.
It's China.
But also, I don't know. It's like, what was it one before? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, how many people are up there to are visiting?
Not a lot.
1,500%.
That's a lot. That's a lot. But like, is it skewed because there were so few and now there's is there one call in 2024 and now there's like nine and you're like,
yeah.
Now there's 15. You're like 1,500% increase. Dude, yeah.
Northern Canada is insane. All of Northern Canada, the entire region, like north of like, say, Fort McMurray, all of that land is like 45,000 people.
Yeah. Dude,
it's like half the size of Europe, 45,000 people.
You could have fucking UFOs landing and making settlements, uncontacted settlements that you would just be like, we have no idea. Yeah. In the Muskeg up there.
Yeah, out in the middle of nowhere. Out like, that's why UFO landing pads out in the middle that nobody knows about that got built and nobody knows about them and they forgot about them.
That's always been my kind of thing is I'm like, if they're that smart, you think they would just avoid populous areas if they want to come and touch down? Like what? Like other than to like
no. The reason we're not seeing them, they're not touching down, is we haven't built the right landing pad yet.
Right. They keep checking them out. They're like, fucking
not there.
Not true level.
It's not perfect level.
They come down, they're like, ah, yeah. Fuck.
It's got their little like their little bubble level. Yeah, no.
They're just waiting. No. If they're running on some type of like gravity propulsion, how do you land? you need a device to turn it off or something.
Couldn't like, you just hover it really level? Like? Couldn't you just like hover it really low to the ground and just leave it running?
Well, I would imagine if it's displacing all like time and space, you couldn't get out. You gotta turn that shit off.
It's like they come down and they're like checking if it's level and they're like expect them to have some kind of like cool, crazy little weird sci-fi thing and they have just like a string with like a weight on it.
A little plumb
like,
bob.
They're like, it was good enough to build the pyramids. Like,
it's good enough. Anything pre 1970.
This is not level.
Yeah, that's where I would
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
I bet if you went and actually traveled into some of these remote regions and did some skywatching, you'd be like, ooh.
You'd see some crazy. Shit.
See some shit, I think 100%.
Well, just even if you just get just a little outside, so you live in like a small city, small, medium-sized city, you get out just 20 minutes into the hills, wild. Like on a nice clear night.
It's a lot of stuff up there. Yeah.
So much stuff. And then if you really get out like way away from any type of like city, like deep in the woods, you wouldn't like, you don't need TV. You just fucking stare up like, oh my God. And then if you throw a couple grams of mushrooms in there. Woo.
Yeah. Listen to that. You're basically fucking pulling a CE9 doing that.
Yeah, but with no NDA disclosure statement.
Yeah.
No payments to Greer. Oh, dude. I would love to see Bigfoot. There's like, there was almost a near Bigfoot sighting here.
Near Bigfoot sighting?
Well, it was determined that it was a black bear.
Oh,
we usually are.
Yeah. Upside down black bear hanging out of a tree. And what? People thought it was Bigfoot.
Oh, okay.
And then other people were like, no, it's a black bear upside down.
You have to get, like, you have to. I saw this article today. There is a newly established organization called the World Federation of Legendary Monsters. And I thought this was going to be, I thought this was going to be the direct competitor to our cryptid Crush-a-thon. I thought it was another cryptid wrestling federation that we
happened
to
the
about.
Crush-a-thon. Why did we stop doing the Crush-a-thon? That was so much fun. Yeah.
apparently it is a it was launched by the Loch Ness Center, and it is a group that they're aiming to bring in like researchers from all different like all around the world who research things like Loch Ness Monster, the Bigfoot, Mukele Mbembe, all of the cryptids, and they're gonna go. You know,
which one was that one? Like, Mukele Mbembe. What was that one again?
Look, that's the dinosaur that lives in Africa.
That's what it's called.
Mukele Mbembe.
Mukele Mbembe. Something like thunder or big something. I can't remember exactly what it means. Yeah, and I guess the aim of this organization is to like examine all of these renowned legends in a balanced way. So they're gonna like, you know, come and collaborate and put all their data together. And how Bigfoot fits in with Loch Ness Monster and how that all is. I was like, kind of cool. I don't know. It was short on details. I'm like, they just make an announcement.
It's a good name.
Yeah, I was like,
a lot World of hype Federation with the name.
I was like, sounds pretty cool. And I was absolutely set up for a world, I just kept saying like Avenger style, because everything's Avenger style. If you have more than five members, I guess like it's an Avenger style.
Everyone's just setting up their expanded universes nowadays.
Yeah. That's why it's crossover. And just
that's what we've done.
I was like, I guess they're just going to send like, what is it? Matt Moneymaker and all that. Send them to Loch Ness. I don't know. That's where the base is. I guess that's where they started it. So I guess everybody goes to Loch Ness Center. Maybe they'll have like an annual meeting out there to hang out and talk about cryptids, I suppose. Sounds pretty fun.
That sounds like a regular Monday night, to be honest.
Yeah. So we do that all the time, but it's just like a Zoom call.
just reminds me, we got to bring back the Crushathon. Where'd we leave off? We had a whole bracket planned out and we just kind of fell off the map there.
What was the main event last time? Was it Beast of Bray Road? And
yeah, I remember
Wendigo?
The turtle guy, I think. What was the turtle guy again?
Oh yeah, it was like
we had the Loveland Frog versus like a whole bunch of Loveland Frogs versus like
multiple Loveland Frogs versus
we had like the giant snapping turtle guy. Who was that again?
The Beast of we had like two the Beast Bufo of beast somewhere.
The Beast of Bray Road is a werewolf, wasn't it?
That's a werewolf, yeah.
Bosco or Brosco or something like
Busco,
that.
Busco or something. That's like
Beast of Busco or something.
Snapping turtle guy.
It's giant, yeah.
What's the guy, giant. What's the Ninja Turtles?
Spike.
You know what's the biggest scam I ever heard? Crypto. I used to think that... I used to think that
the
snapping turtles, like would like those mean looking ones, like if they
alligator
got you,
snapping turtle,
yeah,
all,
they like
what do you mean mean looking? All snappy turtles look mean.
Oh well, you know, like they
are like, fucking ruthless.
Apparently, their bite's not that crazy. Like it looks crazier.
I thought
they were snapping digits off, and it's like apparently not.
I think some are snapping digits.
I also heard like people like saying that the way that people like pick up the turtles and like display them all the time, like when they pick them up out of the water and stuff like that, when they pick them by the shell, they say it's like that makes them really aggressive. They're like normally they're just like they're just like big old softies. Like if you're not picking them up like that and they're just kind of hanging out, like they won't bite you. They're not gonna whatever. They just like hang out there. There's like some video of some older guy who had like raised a snappy turtle or something. He had it and he's like, it's like a big old dog. He's like sitting on his lap and he's just like petting it and stuff. And he's like, yeah, it's like a cat.
You pet it in the wrong spot.
Yeah. They're like, if you pick it up by the shell, like it doesn't like that. It, like it hurts.
All right. Well, I just had to quickly look it up because now I'm curious.
There's no way.
So the common snapping turtle, Cheldra serpentina, with a bite force of 200 to 300 pounds, which is just a little bit more than a human. And you could bite a finger off if you try.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The alligator snapping turtle is a whole other beast with a bite force of around 1,000 pounds.
Oh yeah.
With a lion being 650. So
it's horrifying.
Oh, so that's a pretty good bite.
You fucking bite your hand right off, I think, if it got you.
Cool. Not that bad.
Well, they're big though.
I mean, you're not gonna bite your arm off, but
not
it's
your arm.
Like, yeah,
no,
it's
your
like,
hand. No. If it got you on the hand, like you're losing some fingers.
You might lose a finger.
Or break your fingers for sure.
Oh, all right. Well,
I mean, I guess the small one, maybe the small one, if it wasn't a big one, it might not.
My confidence was at an all-time high to deal with these things.
Isn't it like where do they do that noodling for catfish where they catch
that? Yeah.
Dude.
They sometimes make a mistake, I think. They get snapping turtled.
Oh, really?
Think so.
Yeah.
No,
I just hear people, they get bit. Well, it's like, I think the snapping turtles will bite, but it's like, they're, it's that kind of thing where like they, you. Well, they hit bone and they're like, well, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, I don't.
They're just snapping fish or frogs.
Yeah. They're trying to catch fish or whatever like that, or worm or whatever, you know, anything like that. But little if they sausages. Snap onto something big, they're like,
it's,
I don't,
it's the
like,
bite. I don't want it's that. More the bite speed that surprises me because they're slow as fuck. And all of a sudden they just can just snap out of nowhere. Bang.
Yep. Boom. They just hang out down there. You're so slow. And they're like, oh man, when people see them like frozen in the water and they're just like, you know, hibernating or whatever, you can see them frozen in some places. Like, things are fucking dinosaurs. They're just,
wild.
They find the fossils of those like big turtles and it's just like, they're 10 feet, you know, 8 feet wide turtles. And you're just like, that thing was just like hanging out in the bottom of the water. Like it, this Beast of Busco is like, that seems real.
Yeah. Think about it. We fucking wipe those things out with our plastic straws. Pussies.
Fuck those turtles. One turtle gets they a straw in his nose. No more plastic straws for the rest of
it. You know what? I don't even know if that video is real anymore.
I don't believe any videos are
the
real
straw
anymore.
The turtle?
And seen? Frankly, paper straws are so shitty that I don't care if it was.
aren't plastic straws back? Isn't that a thing? Not in Canada,
not here,
but
not here.
Because well,
some places
didn't a certain leader of the free world say
hey,
Trump,
you know what?
That
hey,
paper straws are bullshit, and I want plastic straws back.
Yes.
Yeah, but how? Yeah, well, that's the honestly. I heard.
What about
I don't
wooden
know.
Straws? Why paper
it's
straws?
Rumor.
It's rumor. It's bamboo straws.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that bringing back plastic straws also was like key to the deal of the peace in the Middle East. We just got here. So I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not.
We want those plastic straws back in exchange for the hostages.
I was like, who? The craziest thing is there was also like an exemption to the plastic straws because like any fucking gas station that serves Slurpees was still allowed to sell those fucking mega plastic Slurpee straws.
Well, but they have a spoon at the bottom, so that's different.
No, no,
it's a whole.
No, ours don't. Oh yes, they do. Yes, they like open cut a little bit. Yeah,
so that's not a straw.
There's nothing worse than a paper straw, a big one for a Slurpee. It's so dumb. I just how, bring what? A spoon.
Oh yeah, dude, it's mega brain freeze.
I've
with
never
those
seen,
big straws. I don't know about you guys. I'm pretty susceptible
big time
to brain
now.
Freezes.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, dude, I like debilitating. Like I would crash my car. I have to take my hands off the wheel.
Now that you said that in the, just the summer, I was coming back. I was working in Oyama. So it's about a half an hour drive home. I stopped in Winfield for a Slurpee. I took a huge gulp and I was trying to turn right onto Glenmore
like
Road.
And I almost, where am I?
My right eye went fucking black and I almost crashed. No jokes from a Slurpee.
Lost time.
Like no, but you know what happens though? When you just don't care. You just go back for more. And then you get 3-4 bad ones in a row and then you finally become immune to it.
Yeah, buddy, you're like fucking Frank Dukes from Bloodsport. Yeah,
pretty much, dude. Almost killed a couple of pedestrians.
Yeah, it's actually like I've had to be in like take the wheel when I'm driving. And like I
just hands on the eyes.
I just let go of the gas.
Don't they? Try, like, they're like put the tongue to the top of your mouth and push. You're
that
like, nothing
work.
Works.
That doesn't work.
Nothing works but
that's,
time.
I think that's I think for really fucking regular people, but I don't know what it is. But I
age
just, of always no dude. Even when I was like, young and a kid, like just debilitating brain freezes. And those big straws are like, you can't, the big straws.
Really,
are
I never really had that brain freeze problem. I never really had that.
I knew a couple other sick freaks that could just chug freeze Slurpees. It's disgusting.
These fucking weirdos.
Knocking back Slurpees. You're like, dude, slow down.
We get
oh,
it.
Just my throat just gets cold. That's it. My throat just gets cold. I'm like, okay, fucking throat master. Disgusting. Okay.
Also disgusting. Not trying to like drink the whole thing in one go. I'm just kind of like, oh, what is it? I was so disappointed the other day. I went to Dairy Queen, which I hadn't been to Dairy Queen in a while.
Ooh, so expensive now.
Yeah. And then, but I went and I was really set on being like, I want a Mr. Misty Freeze. And I don't know. You guys have Mr. Misty.
Oh, yeah.
It's for people who don't know, they have like Dairy Queen slushies, which are kind of like Slurpees, but they're
I forgot you worked at Dairy Queen Cell.
It was my first job at Dairy Queen.
I did not know that.
Because I was like, how the fuck did you know about Mr. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. You are fucking.
My first job. Yeah, 15.
Yeah. I forgot you were the fucking.
I was like, I really wanted a cherry Mr. Mystic Freeze. And then I went in there and said, hey, can I get a Mr. Mystic Freeze? They're like, oh, we're out. I'm like, how are you out? Like,
you drove out of your way probably to get it too.
Well, I was going to Walmart, and there happened like I never go to Walmart. I went to Walmart to go find the
just that, like that Tyler that Robinson stupid mountain just way out of his way to go grab. A
I just really wanted Mr. Freeze.
I went to the Walmart in my area, which is out of my way, and I went to the Walmart because I was going to go try the trolley Mountain Dew, the trolley edition Mountain Dew, gummy worm Mountain Dew. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. I thought they only had it at Walmart. Apparently they have them at 7-Eleven too. So I was like, I didn't even have to go to Walmart. But yeah, I went to Walmart and there's happens to be a Dairy Queen next to the Walmart. So I was like, oh, cool. I'll go over to the Dairy Queen and get a Mr. Misty Freeze and like walked over there and they're like, nope, route. No Mr. Misty Freeze. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I walked all the way over here.
So they are delicious. I hear you. They're really good.
They are, dude.
It's like a super blended, like smooth.
But and it's got that like fruity flavor, like it's like a. It's extra it's more sugary. Sour.
It's extra
like
sugary too.
Yeah, it's like a more sour flavor though than like the. You know, I was like, yeah, I just want a sour and the sweet of the vanilla ice cream in it. It's like, yeah, it's good.
The big thing was when I worked there, and all the employees who worked there, you make a Mr. Misty float.
Right. So because there was like
you would do ice cream,
right?
Mr. Misty, and then like a little bit of Coke to foam it up.
Oh,
so good.
Interesting.
Delicious.
It's so funny because you used to be like snack king.
I used to be, and now I can't have snacks anymore.
I forget what like the level of snack king you were. Like when
I
still we
go
were
on,
teenagers,
I go on the odd binge here and there.
Of just like candy and sweets.
Oh, so good, dude. Sometimes at Costco, I break down and I buy the giant bag of candy.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
So it's like a 4-pound bag of candy for $10.
So like assorted candy?
Yeah, like assorted like sugary. Oh. Bunch of like, you know, sour keys and the Coke bottles and a whole bunch of those. 2 days, eat that bag. Feels so bad.
Your teeth.
But to the point where like, I have to finish the bag so I don't have it anymore. Because I can't, I'm like, I'm Gollum. I can't throw it out.
No, gotta eat it all.
I'll get to the garbage can and be like.
So little left.
And then I have to eat it. I'm like, well, if
Why
I eat the whole
should
bag.
I? Should I?
100%, man. So I can't fucking do it.
Butt naked in the middle of the night. Why should I?
No, get up in the middle of the night at like, you know, 4 a.m. to take a piss. And I'll be like, just a few candies. Won't hurt.
Yeah. Couple.
And then you probably get ashamed that you ate them. You're like, I'm throwing it away. I can't have any
more. You can't throw them away, though. Now you've eaten 30. It's 4:30. Yeah. Now you can't sleep.
Can't stop.
I'm like, well, I'm up now.
Guess I'll eat some more.
Oh, that's a little treat. That's a little treat.
Dude, I'm at that time of my life of major like reminiscing.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like our generation in a way has like lived in three different worlds. And I don't know about you guys. I feel like I'm stuck in a piece of each of them. Like the first one being like before, like you kind of had internet, but it was like you had the one family computer.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. But if you left that, there's no internet. And then there was the time of like the early social media days where it was like fun. Yeah. And now you're like consumed
by
the media.
top five friends. You're like, fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't
like have a meeting with you like Zell, just so you know, still number one, buddy. You still got it.
keep commenting.
There, number one.
Keep commenting.
Right? You're doing good. You're doing good. Right. That where you like my post right away. You got to keep that up. I just want to know you're still up there.
Got 9 likes this week. It was fucking amazing. Felt so good. And now
hit like a truck.
And now there's so much content. No one even responds to your posts anymore.
No, it's insane.
No one.
Gets it's buried under AI fan art.
Everyone just says like, whatever. What's the point?
I think that's like that's kind of the thing. It's like social media is just there for, it's just media now. There's like
it's nothing social about it, man.
It's just, and literally I would say like 99% of it is ads for something.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if you see our social media posts, our social media posts are fucking ads to get
to the show.
It's like all you're doing is consuming ads.
The only time I ever lit up Facebook is when before the show. Like it's like before we do the show and I have to check the Facebook.
You had the golden
age
of social media was like 2000 and I mean it really started in like 2006, but it was probably like 2008 or 9 before it got really popular.
Yeah.
Till about 2018, 2019. Yeah. And then it just fucking
Well, I know it's dicked because it's like I load up Facebook and there's like just like there is just stuff.
The worst.
Well, it's all like it's all just stuff like pages that I've never liked
never heard
like,
of.
Or I've never heard of.
Never.
I've never like looked at. It's like I might have like stopped like when I was scrolling. I looked
That's
at
all it.
So
takes. My feed.
So it's like 9 or 10 posts of these like fan art or posts of like talking about Marvel's comics or something, whatever of. People I don't know and people and pages I don't know.
Nothing
and
to do with
then, that. Yeah. And then like there might be one friend post that they posted something and then the rest and then it's like 10 more posts of just like, you know, fan art and whatever of Marvel characters, anime, whatever. And I'm like, I've never liked any of these. I think I just like hovered over one for a second.
It's just
like,
tracks everything you ever watched, listened to everything. And then tries to feed you things it thinks.
Peaked for me is I remember it's probably like, I have to go back. Probably like 2001, 2002, maybe 2003. And snowboard.com had like a section if you went to snowboard.com and it was just hot or not. And you would just sit there and be like, pictures of girls would come out and you'd be like, hot or not. And they had like a global ranking of like the hottest chicks. And I was just, yes. I remember being like 13, being like, yeah.
Not
knock some of those top tiers down a couple pegs.
Didn't we know someone who was on that list? Sam
Watson was on there.
She
for
made
a
the
long
list.
Time.
I don't know how high she got.
She was like top 100 for a while.
She was definitely underage and probably shouldn't have been on there.
Probably shouldn't have been on that site. 100%. 100%.
That girl also had the worst rumors about her I've ever heard. One of those girls in high school.
yeah. I didn't know, so now I'm kind of like.
Oh, never mind.
No, I was cool enough
to myself. I wasn't cool enough to know those rumors.
Three different lives. And the reason I started thinking about this is because in my profession that I wanted to do, like audio and music, I feel like I'm at the same time of like when the industrial age, when like machines were made and no one had to dig trenches and shit anymore because you had a fucking this steam powered excavator just doing the work of 1,000 guys. So when AI music first came out, it sucked. It wasn't great. That was like 2.5 years ago. And just this last month I went on. So Suno is this website.
Yeah.
Right?
Suno AI. Yeah.
And I was like, I'll try it out. Cause I see all these songs on it and they're all great.
It's gotten so much better.
And in 20 seconds I made a song that would have taken me 6 months, you know, like just how good it sounded. The vocal hook even had like a lead guitar. It wasn't like anything crazy, but it had a lead guitar in it, which they never used to have like soloing. And it's just getting so good. It's like
leaps and bounds.
The
like
replacing of not performed music, but recorded music is light speed right now.
I sent you, did I send you guys, they probably did on Suno AI or another one, but didn't I send you those country music ones that like somebody had done by AI? I've seen a couple of those pop up every now and then. And I'm like, those are pretty, like, I mean, some of them you can tell, like the voice is a little bit AI and stuff like that. But like the lyrics for some of them are just like, I was like, those are pretty good.
Well, even Sora, dude, the video shit now, I'm like, all right, this is getting scary.
It's getting good. It's really getting good.
They had to ban it because people were making full half hour South Park episodes.
For sure.
That you like couldn't tell. You couldn't tell that it wasn't like the South Park guys.
Yeah. And well, I mean, like, animation is on the same path as audio in the sense that you could just prompt animation now and it's.
Yeah.
So the bass player in my band, like Dylan, he made this that 1 minute animation. Took him hours and hours and hours, dude.
We could probably prompt that now.
You could prompt. It wouldn't look the same, but you could prompt something very similar.
Similar.
And it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
So like, I don't, there's probably never been, because you know, the Industrial Revolution took a long time to really progress.
AI was supposed to do ditches and math, not the arts.
It was supposed to take a lot of white collar jobs first, you know, like
the accounting,
lawyers, stock trading, all the stuff. Nope.
All the lame stuff.
Yeah.
Not all the arts.
It's wild. Like at least for like the music stuff, it's like, I know like a lot of, like there's just so much now. Cause it's like a lot of times, like I'll put on music like in the background. Like I like to just to like, you know, if I'm working or something like that, and it'll be like all of the playlists of just like these, I know they're AI generated. Like I know that these background music, you know, synth wave, you know, whatever, just like, you know, rock, whatever. Like, it's just like, And all of the art for them is also AI generated. Like, sure. All of these AI generated thumbnails, like in YouTube and stuff like that. I was like, I know these are all AI generated, but they're not terrible.
They're not terrible. And you know, and all the record labels now are going to start doing, they've already been caught, is you create AI songs and have a band like perform them, but they didn't write them or anything. And then they can, the artist, the label can take 100% of the royalties because the artist didn't perform them.
Right.
And then the artist can perform live and make a little bit of money. But you just know it's going that way. And even if they're not completely using the song, they are prompting 1,000 songs and taking the best one and tweaking it just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
And making it. So you're going to, what I think is going to happen over the next 5, 10 years, you're going to see pop music already is very similar. You know, like there's pop on every genre. They have the same format, the same song structure, but it's country or it's rock or it's pop or it's rap or whatever, but the same format with the hook and everything. You're going to see that become so watered down to be like, it's going to be all just catchy hooks and they're all going to sound exactly the same because it's all written by computers. And well, people don't care because it's super catchy.
Yeah.
Super catchy.
And that's all you have. I wonder if it's
always been math. Music has always been math and it's always been triggering the thing. I'm like,
part of me wonders if there'll be a market, more of a market in the future, like even in just a couple of years, because again, it's going to run rampant. Corporate's going to want to cut artists out and just use this technology as much as it can. Whereas I wonder if it gets so kind of like everyone gets so sick of this fucking AI.
Well, they hit that
bit that they then it's like real form, like long form podcasts and stuff of real people talking will kind of be like,
how do you know it's real?
They've already had that. How do you know? They had a couple
podcasts
that generated podcasts, right?
Dude, podcasts is going to be the next
to AI. Go. You could never get AI as dumb as we are.
Yes, you could.
No,
I could prompt that shit easy.
There's no way. You know what though? But I bet there's enough of a base of us online that you could.
Oh yeah.
No, there's websites where you speak 2 paragraphs and it gives you all like the syllables and everything it needs to build language off your voice. And it can say anything in your voice and you can't tell the difference.
Unless you like really know.
So the other part of my job in the studio was like, so dialogue replacement for TV and film. So the actor had to come in and watch the screen and re-say their lines and you had to record it in sync or nudge it around or whatever to make it look in sync. Now you can just have that actor talk into this program for a few paragraphs and then you just type the line and prompt it like the mood, how much energy, is it somber? Like you give it like the emotion you want and it'll spit out 10 different lines, different ways and you pick your favorite one and then you say match to picture. And it will match it to the picture. You don't even have to record it anymore.
What is it? They had that one just recently where is that talent agency generated like an AI
actress or whatever.
Yeah, AI actress. Yeah. And then that's locked up in litigation. Yeah. They're like, yeah. And it's like she's not a real person. It's not, you know, not even based on a real person.
Looks like a real person. If you didn't know from just a few photos or something.
Yep. Talks like a real person and stuff like that. And then there's a whole that's locked up in some kind of crazy legal limbo about
they say it's art, right? And then I mean already all background and stuff is all CGI, but it's controlled by humans. They gotta make it for the most part. There's been AI for a while to help fill in all the gaps, but now you can just prompt the entire background and you could plug in an AI actress, an actor and all the backgrounds, and it's gotten so good that you almost can't tell the difference.
Well, the Sora app even, it's like you can use your likeness and it's like upload it. I'm like, there's no way I'm fucking doing
it. No, because they're going to, you know, when you click,
I guarantee
when you click
you
accept.
They own your likeness.
For sure.
And I guarantee they're doing that. I remember a thing off with Disney World where you go into that.
Yeah.
You can 360 scan you at the Universal Park and then you appear and you have to sign your waiver. But what you're signing away is your.
Yeah, buried down in there. Yeah.
Is your likeness. Which means that when they make fucking movies, they can digitally put your likeness in the background.
Into the background, yeah.
Right, as an extra. And you don't get paid.
No.
Because you signed your rights away. And so it's like, it's going to be one of those things where it's like, if you haven't already, do not sign those fucking rights away for your digital self, your digital lookalike.
Digital likeness.
Your digital likeness. Do not sign that away if you can't. You can hold on to it because we're
in your Apple agreement.
Oh, probably when it's fucking when I'm sleeping and my phone's going off at night beside me, fucking flashing my face,
skinning your face.
Because man, it's like if you would have asked me when we started this podcast, where this stuff was going, I would have never in a million years thought we'd be where we are now. I was thinking
fast.
And I was thinking in a different direction of what this stuff was going to do. I didn't think it was going to take this like creativity away, which is crazy. Right? Like to me, I'm like, that's a scary thing. Because then what does it leave
graphic
us?
Graphic design, you know what I mean? Gone.
What does it leave
video
us
video editing,
do,
gone. Right?
You just fucking go to pencil push. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
not pencil pushing. All those jobs are gone too.
Manual labor, right?
Manual labor. Management. That's all. We'll all be working in the coal mines.
Right? Exactly.
Whatever trying type of mine we have to work in. I don't know.
Yeah. Anything that's dexterous. I mean, I don't know. They got the little like.
Even got the robots you could fucking do it, dude.
The little robots can do it.
I've seen tons of construction robots, like roofing robots. I've seen drywall robots.
Roofing robots would be great.
They can 3D print the houses.
Roofing robots would be great because they're not high or stoned or drunk.
They don't fall off the roof. Yeah.
The liability is probably way fucking less having them do it.
Well, if you could 3D print houses, I've seen some of those are pretty nice.
Those are awesome. They could print a whole house up to the roof in one day.
Yeah.
They just keep going. They're super expensive right now, but it'll come down.
Come down.
Right. And that's what everyone talks about AI. The takeover AI is take all the jobs. No one can work. There's no more classes because there's just no money. People are just all fucking have no money. It's poor. And all the corporations, if they don't have to, if there's not some type of like AI tax or something, like, all right, you had 1,000 employees before, you now you have 10, but you're making all this extra money. Well, that extra money now, you have to do something with it.
Yep.
But there's no plans for that right now, as far as I can see.
The government taxing extra is always good.
Not even a tax.
There's no even plan to tax it right now. Everything's legislation's so far behind and technology is going so far ahead that you're like, they're all just focused on like the dumbest shit right now. And you're we got other problems coming down the pipeline that you guys need to be dealing with right now.
Hey, Trump's solving them as fast as he can.
It's like, I was like, we don't mass deportations, not the problem we need to be worried about right now. we don't need whatever's going on right now. Just don't need that. There's other stuff that needs to be dealt with.
These AI country musicians need to be stopped.
Yeah. No, keep those ones because I like those songs. Those are so stupid. I listened to some of them and they're just like, I was like, holy crap. I'm like, these lyrics are fire. And I was like, these are made by a robot.
Like, someone just said in the chat, AI can't take over photography ever. I wouldn't be so sure. How good are drones? How good are cameras? How good's AI cameras?
Yeah.
Autofocus. They do everything perfect. ISO, white balance, background blur.
Oh, yeah. Drone. Everything. If you have like a little tiny drone that just does all this stuff. Yeah.
JH said AI can't make Cadillacs. That's fucking true.
Not yet. That's true. Manual construction, like labor, carpentry, that kind of stuff. Still safe for now. For now.
Garbage men? No. We're going to have automated trucks soon.
Like photography, like say you're a family, you want some family photos. Right now, you said you have like a local photographer. Either you go to their studio or you go on location. Okay. Now you could just go to a booth, say what you want in a prompt, and it'll take pictures and spit out 1,000 different things in 20 seconds, and you could just pick your favorite.
I'm sure
it'll look great.
I'm sure both of you guys have someone on your feed or on Facebook that you've seen do this. Now with all these AI filters, I've seen people that like post the AI filter, and you're like, that's clearly not you. That's like clearly. That is not even close to resembling.
It's taken like a piece of your face and rebuilt you completely.
And it's I was like, and put you in an attractive body and made you attractive. Like, who do you think you're fooling with this?
You think Tinder was bad?
What is going on? I was like, what is going on?
Could you imagine? People post those photos. They post those photos like it's them. Like they don't say, "Hey, look at this. This is funny."
No,
because it's like, it's not me. But it's like this. Check out this AI filter.
I've been working really hard at the gym.
But they just post it with no context and then people will just post it up and you're just like, what, why are you posting this? Like,
it's so weird, dude. if one of you guys posted that, I would fucking roast you to the end of the, like in your days. Sure. The first thing I would do, I would save it. So you could after I start making fun of you, it doesn't matter how many times you delete it.
You're going to keep sending it to me every day.
Yep.
I have it and every I'm posting day. It and I'm posting it now. And I'm editing it into my pictures. Me and my friend. Weird fucking AI face.
Theorizing Facebook. 100%. Every day.
But it's like,
The funniest thing with AI, like those AI photos though, like that, that I've seen, but it's only going to last, like, it's probably already over, but it was the initial trend of people pranking their like wives and husbands. Like a husband would text like a hot like maid or something. Yeah. Oh, you told me to get a maid while she's here. And then like, why is she posing? Why is she on the couch?
That's pretty
funny. Or be like a wife type, like, oh, I let a homeless guy in the house. He said he was a friend of yours from college.
He said he knew you?
Yeah.
Like, get him out of the house.
Yeah, that's already over because now it's everyone knows.
Yeah.
There's no
everyone knows.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was funny for a couple of weeks.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be like, I don't even the next couple months. Like,
what happens?
Sora, yeah. The Sora 2 is insane right now. Like, I've been fucking around with it nonstop. I was like, I made a prompt of Santa Claus.
Braden has
ending.
Like 1,000 AI filter photos of himself.
he's just waiting for the right time.
Yeah.
Just going to flood the internet with Braden AI
my whole
filter.
Photos. Online persona is changing. Dude, I was making so many. There's a guy. There's so many like. I'll hand it to them because I'm a fucking. The second I get on these things, especially to make bad videos, I'm like, okay, what can I make? And I'm like, okay, so there's certain people that are on there. Like, there's this disabled guy. I think his name's Ricky. You've probably seen his videos. He's got like little guy.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right? And he's like, obviously disabled, pretty good sense of humor. And I was trying to make a prompt because he has his likeness. You can do stuff with him. I had one of Stephen Hawking. He goes, I'm sick of this bullshit. He just stands up out of his chair and walks out of an interview. I was trying to get it to get our likeness, but it wouldn't. But so I was trying to get one of this Ricky guy giving us an R-word pass. It wouldn't let me. It was like, this violates our content. I was trying every workaround to like make it as ambiguous as possible that like
make it medical to, like, sounding, make it this, make it that.
Yeah. And yeah. It was like, no. It's like, don't even make, you're not allowed to make ones with this guy anymore. we saw what you did with Stephen Hawking. It's terrible. And you know what? That's sick. It's sick. Now that you think about it, it makes me sick to my stomach because Stephen Hawking had a family and they shouldn't have to watch his likeness perform at a half pipe at the X Games. Right? That's disgusting. Right? He shouldn't be pulling 900s and winning
sick
a gold.
Moves.
He shouldn't be pulling. That's disgusting. And all you like, he had a family and there's right. And they shouldn't have to
shouldn't
watch
tarnish his legacy.
They
like
shouldn't
that.
Have to watch him pulling a sick 900 in his chair.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, in it's his disgust. Chair. I thought he was on a skateboard.
Okay. No, in his chair. Oh, it's so great.
There's an actual skateboard.
Yeah. No, he's in his chair.
I think one of the most annoying things about AI, and if we keep going on about it, is the voiceovers, like those TikTok. Yeah. I don't have TikTok, but I see the TikTok videos pop up, and they have like the AI like
good
pseudo Morgan Freeman voice, and I hate it. Yeah. I hate it so much. If I hear it like in the video, I'm done. I'm like, I'm not gonna watch it
because there's so like, much fucking, better
I,
ones.
God, I hate it.
Like on actual it. Like voiceover AI websites. They're way better, but for whatever reason, those social media sites still are using the ones that have been around for a while.
I hate the AI voiceover things. I just hate them so much because I see them. Well, because of our show, like when I go and research like on YouTube, it's like those, like I hear all this like AI, which are just articles. They're like, it's voiceovers of just reading an article pulled from the internet. And I'm like, that is posted on like Smithsonian.com or something, whatever. It's just a voice reading that article, and I'm like, I just could just go to that article, but it just annoys me to no end. Like, now,
Ricky Berwick was the guy.
Yeah, like I know what you're talking about.
The voices are. I mean, yeah, it's just weird prompting. Like, speaking of voices, okay, last week I told you about Cowboy K2,
yeah,
a relationship expert.
Expert.
So someone sent us, someone like must have listened, looked him up and was like, whoa. And they're like, did you see what he's selling now? I never looked into this guy. So this guy, to celebrate amassing, he now has 10,000 followers.
Because of you.
No.
He has more than us.
Because of his content. He has 10,000 followers. Uh-huh. Dan, so this guy's like, he's like one of those like weird fat guys, that's like almost like childish fat, where you sure. can't really tell if he's like young or old or really old. And he's got like a baby face with like bright blue eyes. Okay. And he dresses really nice like a cowboy and usually starts out. The first video I saw of him, he's just like, next time it's raining, take your spouse out in the rain, dance around. And he looks right at the camera. He's like, enjoy your, each other's company. And he winks. And you're like, okay. He's like giving relationship advice as a man with like who's been married for X amount of years. And you're like, okay, weird.
All right.
Then the next one I saw, he was like, next time you see your wife walk in, tell her it's Taco Tuesdays, if you know what I mean, and throw her up on the table. And I'm like, ooh, like, what the fuck? And he like the way he like leans in, I was it's like, creepy. What the fuck? It's creepy. And they get worse.
Also, just, like we eat on that table.
Yeah, he gives all this sex advice.
Kids eat on that table.
So someone sends me like, they're like, did you see what he just released? The balls. First off, we talked about him last week being like the balls of this guy just to do this kind of content at 50 years old or however the fuck old he is to just be like,
okay,
this is it. This is what I'm gonna do from now on. Spectacular. For in celebration of his 10,000, he's selling clone of willies of his dick. I was like,
what?
Are you kidding
me? He's selling some nice dildos of his dick.
He's selling clone of willies of his own
clone
dick.
Clone willies. Are those like modeled after
so you
his
put
dick?
your own dick in the fucking in thing cast. And fill it with silicone.
Yeah, okay.
And he's selling them to fans. He's thinking in honor of 10,000 followers. I was like, dude, this guy is unbelievable.
Was this like a gradual change or was he always this weird? Like,
I mean, the one video I saw, the first one was, I just thought it was relationship advice. And then the next time he popped up, I was like, I spat out my coffee. I was like, what the fuck? And then it sent me down a rabbit hole of watching all of his videos because obviously I'm looking to spice things up.
You're like, I want to, I'm going to buy one.
I love Taco Tuesday. And so now it's so funny because it boggles my mind that this guy might have kids out there.
Speaking of social media stars, I was like, I last night I rewatched the Behind the Curve documentary.
It's phenomenal.
And I was like, I wonder what Mark Sargent's up to these days. Like flat earth, because flat earth is like that one of those things that was like, you know, they're like,
hit hard.
Dude, hey, every now and then, if you get your algorithm just right, you'll fucking if you're up at late night between fucking murder videos and ultra racist videos, you will get like a whole bunch of flat earth.
Well, now that we just talked about it briefly, you'll get them now.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely get it. But I was like, I rewatched
flat earth, flat earth, flat earth, flat earth, flat earth, flat earth, flat earth. Now I'm going to get them for sure.
Yeah. Now, I rewatched that thing. And I was like, this documentary is like so funny. And it's so funny, but it is wild. And he's like, I was like, there's only like two scenes in that thing where Mark Sargent is wearing anything other than cargo pants, like cargo shorts, which I'm not hating on cargo shorts. They are comfortable and they have a lot of storage in them. But I was like, he's only wearing cargo shorts for like the whole thing.
Some guys don't dress for fashion, they dress for utility. And
he also wears like that, he like constantly wears his Mike Sargent fucking shirt. Like it just says I'm Mike Sargent. Like just all the time he's wearing that shirt. And it's like I was like, people really need to know who you are. Like it's just like, oh man. I was like, is Splat Earth still a thing? You know, and it's like, you know, it's the very, because everybody's seen that scene at the end now, the little experiment that they put together. And then I'd kind of forgotten about the part. I'm like, wait, what, like, how do we not, people not talking about they spent $20,000 on that laser gyroscope. And they're like, yeah, it's the 15 degree. You know, off that it's supposed to be the globe is round.
Well, would you look at that?
And they're like, well, you know, we got to put it in this. We got to put it in this bismuth container to shield it from the heaven rays because that's what's throwing it off kilter. I'm just still dying watching that. And I'm like, God, somebody donated this $20,000 laser gyroscope. And I'm like,
I tell you again, I told you guys before that I was like, the next time. Like we laughed at them. We were early on the train of flat earth.
Big time.
Flat earth was popping up. Yeah. We were like some of the first.
We were ahead of the curve.
We were ahead of the curve. Like, dude, we had crackheads in here telling us the earth was flat.
They didn't even have shirts saying that they were Mark Sargent.
Legit crackheads. We had to lock the door on them.
One of them definitely was
The next time, I'm telling you this, I was like, we fucked up. At that moment, we should have gone all in on Flat Earth. And that was at that point on.
I wonder if it'll come back around like yo-yos, you know, like it'll come.
I don't
back
think
into,
that will, but I think the
fad.
Next whatever takes off next, I'm in. I'm gonna go. What's that fucking one guy we debated had on the show? He was from deep inside the rabbit hole, and he went.
Derek Weiss or whatever.
Yeah, Derek. I'm gonna follow his trajectory.
Weiss, was it
just,
Derek Weiss?
Wonder,
that was
his
name. David Weiss.
Yeah, David Weiss.
And,
David Weiss.
Go full on fucking whatever the next one is, and I'm in. I'm all in, baby. And I'm going to make shirts. I'm going to make tables.
I think you should jump on board the Second Coming of Jesus here then. I think that's fucking popping off right now. You got Antichrist stuff. You got digital IDs, Antichrist. Hey, well, you got all this stuff going on.
Well, first off, it is a little concerning that Peter Thiel is holding an invite-only fucking millionaire, billionaires.
The Antichrist.
Eight-part presentation on the Antichrist.
I thought it was four or three.
Whatever.
It's not. It's more than one, which is too many.
It's concerning. You know, only one of the
one-parter.
Yeah,
you know, he's got hours to say, like 8 hours of lectures on
of Antichrist that is invite only. The one of the most rich and powerful and influential and most connected people on the planet is holding an invite only fucking seminar. This is real. That's a real thing. It's really happening. Fuck, it's so weird. I mean, that should concern everyone.
I was like, let's see. I'm just looking at what Mark Sergio did lately. I'm like, oh, he posted a video like a day ago. So he's still doing stuff. I'm like, he's still out there.
Yeah.
I guess. So, you know, like he's still got t-shirts that say, I'm Mark Sergio. So, I mean,
it's a good name. I mean,
it's a great name. I was like, man, I kind of want one of those shirts that says, I'm Mark Sergio. Like, it's like, why not?
We're all Mark Sergeant.
And he's like, yeah, I had a guy when I was going through the airport, the TSA, or was, you know, checking my bag. And he's like, hey, you Mark Sergeant for real? And he's like, give me a wink. And he's like,
good shit.
Off you go. And that, like, probably and making like, a, that never happened.
No, that did happen. That did happen because the TSA. Yes, it did. Let me tell you how that happened. He opens his suitcase, look through it. The TSA agent flips through about 15 precisely clean t-shirts, and he's looking at them all, and they all say, I am Mark Sergeant. He looks up at this guy who's wearing an I am Mark Sergeant shirt, and he goes, hey, are you Mark Sergeant? And he's like, I am. And he goes, nice.
Oh yeah, that's nice. He didn't even recognize him as Mark Sergeant the Flat Earth guy. He was just saying, like, just a joke.
Like, he's just like, nice. You're this fucking, all right.
Yeah, are you Mark Sergeant?
You know, like, yeah, just like, I am Mark. He's like, cool.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are, big guy.
Like, on you go.
Off you go.
And Mark Sarge is like, hell yeah, I recognize.
He's like, you recognize me.
That's how that interaction went.
And what was the other ladies in that documentary? I can't remember. Oh, what's her name? And she's like, welcome to Flat Earth and Other Hot Potatoes. And they were like, their podcast. I was like, Other Hot Potatoes?
Dude. Peter Thiel, no cameras allowed, no recordings or audio of the
Peter
event
Thiel's
allowed.
Peter Thiel's real now.
Bet. Of this Antichrist.
What's his?
Lecture.
He's the tech. He's the tech guy. What's his company?
Yeah, he runs
Palantir.
Palantir. Yeah. Isn't that has like big ties into like
everything.
Yeah.
Well, like defense chunk. And stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bunch of stuff, yeah. Like the bunch of stuff, and then they have a couple other ones that are named of other Lord of the Rings stuff. Like I can't remember, but they have another one. I can't remember. Oh, what was it called? There's Palantir. And then there's another one that they were going to name after some other like sinister,
yeah,
like, he's like sinister Lord of the Rings.
Mordor.
Like, yeah. You know, like a Nazgul. And you're like,
can't you, what about the Shire?
About a Hobbit.
Good sounding one.
Oh, he already did it. So he did it from September 15th to October 6th. So he had theology and history, literature, politics and technology, and then existential risks.
Cool. Of the Antichrist.
Does he have a bunker deep in New Zealand somewhere?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Don't they own, like, they own an island, I'm pretty sure. Them and Oracle or whatever. Like, I think, like, is Oracle part? Like, I think he owns an island or 99% of an island somewhere. I know Oracle does. Like, I know Oracle owns, like, a Hawaiian island, pretty much, like, 99% of one of the islands in Hawaii.
I wonder if he's saying that AI might bring about the Antichrist. I'm trying to read notes of what people went, and I'm like, is that what he was talking about?
I guess. Could.
fucking Grok and Annie are going to be fucking controlling.
It's like
them.
An Antichrist is going to be the Grok. What is it? The anime girl? Like the anime.
Yeah, Antichrist.
And then the Catholic Church is going to have to set what's her face, the Lumi, the little like their anime character girl after it to fight. Stupid.
Man, weird.
Weird.
Just like, the weird thing.
We live in wild times.
Could you imagine that? Like, that's a weird thing. Cause like this guy's busy. He's a busy guy. Dude.
Yeah.
And then you like imagine like that'd be like me being like,
I mean, he must not be sudden, if he's doing Antichrist lectures.
I know, but that's to me, I'm like, it just seems so out of...
He's busy with stuff that he just wants to work out. He's not
context,
busy. He's just doing
in context, though. In context. Name. Let's just say, like, we run a business together. Now, imagine, like, in a month, I was just like, hey, guys, you get some invitations in the mail, and you're like, here's an invite only to Braden's four-part lecture on the Antichrist. You'd be like, huh? What?
So yeah. To be honest, it makes more sense for you to do one on the Antichrist than for him.
Yeah.
Sure, I know a lot more about it.
Are we going to tell the shareholders about this? is this a shareholders meeting?
Yeah, fucking wild. Wild times, boys. AI takeover. Yeah. Weird. The fastest, it has to be the fastest change of humanity of all time.
Yeah. Well, AI is never going to take over haunted houses.
No, that's true. Well.
Holograms. What if holograms get really good? Holograms and robots? Maybe.
But then it's not haunted. It's like, you know.
You trick people into it.
Digitally haunted.
Digitally
ghosts,
haunted.
Ghosts.
They crack the code into what ghosts actually are, and they just create ghosts.
That'd be dope.
They actually, like, they bounce between dimensions or whatever the fuck ghosts are, and then they figure that out.
Like AI ghosts. Like it's
but you can kind of tell that the ghost isn't a real ghost. It's got, like, weird feet or something.
Yeah.
For the first couple of years, then they really, like then 10, they're really going to knock it
fingers
down.
On each hand. Like, still can't do hands, right?
Anyways, let's wrap it up. That was fun. We'll be back next week with a little
psyops.
What?
Psyops.
Oh no,
no. What do we?
We had a whole list in the chat. You were completely wrong. We're going to do Warrens, then Spooktober, then psyops.
Warrens. Spooktober. It's Spooktober.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking Warrens.
We're going to do a little Warren talk next week. We'll talk more about the mansion. Some famous cases, more of like a back and forth style. Then we're going to do Spooktober call-in show. Just more like a special. Haunt will tell some urban legends. Call us, tell us your urban legends that may or may not be one or two or three stories with a hook hand.
Three. At three least stories three. With the hook hand.
And then after that, yeah, we're getting wild. We're going to do government psyops and then whatever else we want. So good lineup down the pipe here. I think it's going to be fun. We don't have a sign off. You know, we had a sign off before.
Oh.
We never said we're going to get rid of that sign off.
Did we? All right. Well, hey, keep those eyes on the skies then for now.
For now. We'll figure something out. All right. Peace.